Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. I'm now joined by Shorebirds infielder Jaden Loray. J-Lo, thanks for giving us some time, and it's been quite the first month for you with the Shorebirds. So how would you describe how it's gone with Delmarva here these first few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it's surreal, kind of getting the real feel of, like, professional baseball now, and just being able to play with some of my guys here that I've met and that I met during spring training and a little bit of last year, and it's just been absolutely awesome.
Where's your confidence level at right now? Because you've come to Delmarva and you've made this game look relatively easy with how well you've played.
Yeah, I mean, it's at an all-time high right now, you know, and I just have the confidence in myself that I've had even since the complex league, and it's just carried over here. And just to be able to get off to a good start here has just been absolutely nothing but just a blessing. So, you know, I'm just going to keep that rolling and keep it going as the season goes.
You're a kid coming straight from high school to the pros. So what's maybe something you've learned in your first few months of pro ball?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a little bit of it, but not much, but definitely failure. You know, in high school, I definitely killed it and, you know, was on base a lot more than I was here. But just being able to, like, handle the failure and be able to just bounce back hard and, you know, just keep my head up high and just kind of stay neutral throughout every game and every series. So definitely been a good learning moment.
You've had a pretty seamless transition coming from Florida to here. I know you're a little anxious to get up to this level, but it seems like you haven't skipped a beat since you've gotten to this level of baseball. So what's it maybe been like going up against this level of pitching compared to maybe what you saw in Florida?
Yeah, I mean, I really honestly think it's kind of like close to the same. They know a little bit more of command and, you know, different off-speed pitches, and they can land more off-speed pitches. But besides that, I feel like it's been pretty much the same. So, you know, it's been nice to kind of stay in the same groove.
You were a high school draft pick, fifth round last year, committed to BYU. So we'll start there. What was that decision process like for you between deciding to go pro right away or maybe go to college?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely loved it over there at BYU. I wasn't Mormon, so it was a little bit of a different transition. But, you know, the coaching staff was great over there. And, you know, I went there in the summer to play in a summer league and take some classes over there, kind of get used to, like, the college environment. And as time went on, you know, I was talking to my family and my agency at the time, and you know, I really knew that my dream as a little kid was to go play pro ball. And, you know, once that time hit and I told the coaching staff over at BYU, I was like, if I get enough money, you know, I get the goal that I wanted, and I got it. So me and my family were like, it's the right decision, and just bet on myself. So I was able to do that, and I took that advantage.
What was it like hearing your name called on draft day as a fifth round pick?
Definitely surreal. Like, I knew, like, as soon as that moment came, like, my dream finally came true. And, you know, like, me and my dad had a really close moment just because, you know, he's been there for everything and at every game and every practice. So, you know, it was just a very blessing to be able to hear my name called, especially pretty early. So
you're a shortstop by trade, but you play third base here. You played second. You've also got some starts out in center field. So how important is that versatility aspect to your game?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I think some people kind of take it for granted, but in reality, like, I love to play anywhere, and, you know, whatever gets me on the field is, you know, fine with me. So being able to play all those positions not only helps me here, but will help me in the long term. And, you know, the quickest way to the big leagues would be utility. So if that's all it takes, that's what I'll do.
I'm sure you've seen it before, but you get a lot of comparisons to Nate George, who's the top prospect in the organization. Very similar career arc to what he did last year. So what's it like taking in those comparisons to a guy as good as that, but also remaining who you are as a player?
Yeah, you know, it's been great to kind of get that recognition, and, you know, but in reality, I'm still Jaden Loray, and, you know, I got to play Jaden Loray baseball. So as cool as it is to get that recognition, you know, I take that into heart and into my back pocket, but in reality, I still got to play my game and still do my thing and produce. So it's been great because we got really close during spring training, and, you know, it kind of just gave me some hints and tips of how to, you know, go about the professional life, and, you know, it really helped me into my transition this year. So very thankful for it. But, you know, in reality, I just got to play my game.
What were some of the pointers that he gave you?
You know, kind of just trust God and go with, you know, his path, and whatever happens, just always rely back on God and, you know, like, just play who you are. And, you know, he was drafted pretty late, but, you know, he ended up making a name for himself. And that's all I wanted to do is become out of here and be like an unranked prospect and kind of get my name out there and become a ranked prospect.
I do want to ask about one of your teammates, DJ Layton, because you two seem to have a very similar game. You play up the middle, infield defense a lot. You both play center field. So what's it like playing with a guy like that who maybe, I don't know if hold you accountable is the right way, but you have very similar skill sets trying to match up to each other. And also it seems like you have kind of a good comparison in terms of the way you guys play.
Yeah, you know, he's been great. And, you know, just having another American infielder up the middle and just pushing each other. And every day we want to get better. Like, in the end goal, it's to win. And obviously developed. So I think both of us playing here together is just pushing each other even that much harder and, you know, just making us each other better, and it's going to make the team better. So.
And then last thing I got for you, we are about to enter July. So what's the goal for yourself maybe, or what are you hoping to do maybe these last few months of the season?
You know, just keep playing my game and, you know, keep making a name for myself. And obviously we want the team to win and I want to win. So whatever that's going to take and whatever happens, happens. So I'm ready for it.
Well, Jalen, thank you so much for the time. It's been a blast watching you play, and keep it up.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Infielder Jaden Leray, we're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.